This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Sherry Seifert is joining us. She is with the Kansas Soybean Commission. And Sherry, Kansas Soybean Commission, well involved in the Kansas State Fair, and that includes the Invent a Heart Healthy Food Soy Foods Recipe Judging as well.
We had some wonderful entries at the fair. And they're really making it hard for us to judge these. They're just coming up with some very clever, easy, and very nutritious items that they've made for us.
You had three different types of classes for dessert, a main dish or entree, and quick and easy snacks.
Yes. We started out with dessert. You know, that's always top priority. There was a chocolate ice cream that was very simple to do. Just throw everything in a blender and then put it in a freezer. And then we had custard, and it was very good, and it was made with the soy. And we ended up choosing the ice cream because it was the easiest, and it not only extremely easy, but it was very delicious and had a good choice of soy foods. The winner for the desserts was Margaret Miller from Babcock. Then we had our main dish that we judged was next, and we had spaghetti, and they even make a spaghetti out of tofu, and a veggie protein Frito pie, and we had a breakfast taco. We ended up going with the breakfast taco. It required more ingredients, but it was more well-balanced with the soy food, and that came from Ginger Lehman from Hutchison. Then our quick and easy snacks. There was a Frito cookie, and they used the soy butter to make that cookie. And then we had our soy butter snack bars, and we had a creamy edamame hummus dip, and then a chocolate roasted edamame delight, which was just melted chocolate with roasted edamame nuts in it. That was very simple and very delicious. So we ended up choosing the snack bars, and they was made by Nicole Conrad from Topeka. And Jancy Hall and I did demonstrations beforehand. We made a soy protein ball, and that recipe is in our soy food guide that just came out. And then a fruit smoothie and an edamame salad. We used it as a dip, but it can be done as a salad. And it had dried cranberries in it. It was very simple and easy to put together. And this year was one of the best interaction from the audience that we've had. Lots of inquiries where to get their stuff and different things. But it was a great day.
You can also find a full list of the results at kansassoybeans.org/judging. That's on the Kansas Soybeans website. That is Sherry Seifert with the Kansas Soybean Commission, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.